Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is John Grimm. John Grimm is the Vice President of Strategy and Business Development at nCipher Security, an industry leader in enabling trust for critical information and business applications, and part of nTrust. John's more than 25 years of experience in the information security field began as a systems firmware engineer building secure cryptographic key distribution systems. He has held leadership roles at companies in multiple areas of cybersecurity, including identity management, networking, PKI, cloud encryption, and key management. Well, good afternoon, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on today.
Awesome, John. I appreciate you jumping on this call. And I know we've kind of chatted indirectly over the last couple months, but you're finally on the podcast show and I'm excited to have you. So let's talk a little bit about security today. I'm going to jump into these questions. You've got quite the career in technology, specifically cybersecurity, and now the VP of strategy at nCipher Security. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll admit to getting a little lucky right off the bat. I went to college and got a degree in electrical engineering. And when I was coming out, I was fortunate enough to have a couple of different job offers, one of them in a very traditional electronic engineering area of designing FPGAs, and another with a government contractor that was building security systems for one of the U.S. government agencies. And I had had a little bit of exposure to security through an internship while I was in college and clicked with the hiring manager who was at that company that was doing security and decided to go ahead and take a chance and go that direction. So off of my traditional training, and it turned out to be one of the best moves I ever made. That company was doing some really interesting work to design secure crypto systems that are used around national security. And that business grew into one of the first public certificate authorities that was launched into the market in the 1990s. And throughout my career, I've been fortunate to find opportunities at startups, at medium-sized companies, at large companies, all in security and all kind of going at different aspects of security. Secure crypto has been something that has been a constant throughout. As I've moved into other areas, it's been a little bit like the mafia for me. It's always pulled me back. And I've been fortunate to do things like engineering, you know, developing firmware all the way to product management and marketing and strategy. And today I work very closely with our technology partners on figuring out how we can make 1 + 1 = 3 with solutions from my company and theirs to solve problems for customers in the market. I'm truly inspired by the evolution and the constant changes that go on in the cybersecurity industry. It's a place where you can learn forever. I learned on the job starting day one, and I still continue to learn every day that I work today.
Awesome. I appreciate that story. You know, it's interesting when we get out of high school or college and our career go in one direction and we had no idea. And sometimes it's the best thing ever. So thanks for sharing your story. John, right now we're going to talk about this pandemic. As you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Sure. I think as you look at over time, when there's been times of economic recession or various disruptive events, one of the constants is that cybercrime during those periods always goes up. And I think we've seen a lot in this particular period, a big ramp up of phishing attacks and ransomware attacks and the like. I think the immediate effect for a lot of companies was really needing to quickly mobilize secure remote access for a much larger segment of their employees. We as nTrust certainly supply a lot of the core technology that helps you secure some of those remote access applications, like your virtual private network, your VPNs, your secure email, and your access to cloud applications, which many people are using much more heavily today and relying on much more heavily today. We offer things like identity and authentication solutions, something called public key infrastructure to issue digital certificates and create secure credentials, not only for users, but for servers, for things, if you talk about the Internet of Things, the IoT. And then behind it all, you have to have a good foundation of security. We supply something called hardware security modules or HSMs that can protect the core encryption and signing technology that sits behind all those different enterprise applications and can help to make them secure and improve the level of trust that you can have in them. We do some research every year with Larry Poneman, who's certainly a legendary researcher in the security space and also one of the nicest guys on the planet. his team at the Poneman Institute, we work with them every year and track the usage of technologies like this, like public key infrastructure and digital certificates. And one of the things we saw this year was a really big rise in the use of digital certificates for cloud access. And not only single cloud, we're seeing so many different enterprises using multiple clouds today, AWS, Microsoft Azure, Google, et cetera. And also a real high rise in the use of certificates for things like secure email and VPN and other access technologies. And then I'd also say the other thing that we've seen a lot of is folks needing to mobilize remote access to their security tools. Previously, going into the data center to add new applications or make modifications to some of their security infrastructure, a lot more need today for folks to be able to do that remotely. I've seen a lot of folks taking advantage of tools that can help them do that. You need to be able to do that securely, but you also, your business can't stop. You have to be able to continue to make modifications, add things, continue pushing your projects forwards. I think along those two lines, the protection of the now mostly mobile remote workforce and the tools I use every day, I got to be able to get at them from wherever I am.
Thank you for sharing. And I appreciate the extent to what you go through to develop new products to keep us secure. Obviously, during this time, this challenging time of the pandemic, the online cyber crimes have skyrocketed and the innovation has really had to be there to stop some of this activity. So thanks for sharing that. And John, you're obviously leveraging some emerging technologies within your space, and maybe you can talk just a little bit about that. But, you know, being that your platform and products provide that state-of-art security, anything that you might be able to share with us today?
Well, one of the things we've learned is that it's getting harder and harder for companies out there to protect their sensitive data. There's definitely been a shift over the last few years from doing things like encryption to protect data because you are subject to a certain regulation. So being very compliance driven and needing to prove to an auditor that you've done the right thing and you've protected data the right way. We've seen a shift from that, and that hasn't gone away. But the real driver now is protecting certain types of information. So companies are being much more data centric in their data protection strategy, saying, I need to protect my customers' information. I need to protect my private intellectual property, et cetera. That's the big shift that's gone on. But it's a difficult problem because in today's age, that is very cloud enabled, that's very mobile enabled, data is going a lot more places, and it's really hard to protect it everywhere that it lives within a particular environment. That data proliferation problem is really the enemy of keeping data secure because it doesn't do a lot of good to protect it in two or three places where it's stored, but leave it unprotected in another two or three, because all the good attacks will go and go find the low-hanging fruit, seek out the place where it's not encrypted well. And also, you just can't rely on perimeter protection anymore. In the old days, it was firewalls, it was intrusion detection systems that have a nice hard shell around everything, even if your security was a little soft in the middle. Well, there's no perimeter anymore. The only thing you can do is take a data-centric strategy and say, I'm going to wrap up this data with encryption, with well-protected keys. And so wherever it goes, it's always encrypted. It always carries that protection with it. It doesn't rely on the protection of the system that it lives on. But again, even that, encryption, we'd love it to be a magic bullet, but it's not. Encryption is only as good as how well you protect the key. We use the analogy a lot of leaving the key to your house under the mat. You don't want to lock the door, but leave the way you unlock it really easily available, or leave the window open next to the door, what have you. It's getting to be a real hard problem for enterprises to solve. Encryption, luckily, is being used in a lot more places, but it's getting hard for folks to manage. There's been a lot of talk over the years, and it's a continuing problem of having enough people with skills and resources that know how to implement security. Well, we're asking a lot of our administrators today when they have to manage 8, 9, or 10 different tools that are doing encryption. And that's an average number in a typical enterprise today, how many different tools where encryption is being deployed. So try to be consistent in how you set up your policy when you have to instantiate it over 8 or 10 different products. It's a very difficult problem. There's some great tools out there. And in fact, the cloud providers like AWS and Microsoft Azure and Google and others provide some excellent tools to do all that, but they are working only in their particular environment. The AWS tools are for AWS. The Azure tools are for Azure. The big need and the big pain point that we hear is, how do I be consistent when I have to use all these different tools? Can I reduce the tool set, simplify the problem, so I eliminate the problem of mistakes and misconfigurations, which are things that can lead to compromises in many cases, well-meaning people just simply misconfiguring things and not getting it right. And then to be consistent, because the goal across all of it is to protect data and put your enterprise policy in place. It's a tough problem, and it's exacerbated by all the convenient technologies and mobility that we have in place today.
I appreciate you sharing that, John. There's a lot that goes into security nowadays. It's come a long way and it's gotten way more complex. And you're right, you've got to protect that data no matter where it's living or where it's getting transported. So thanks again. And John, this is the big question. My audience wants to know a little bit more about you. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or security?
Sure. Well, I think one of the big things is there is still and will continue to be a massive need for skilled cybersecurity professionals. Nobody can see any form of drop off in the need for that anywhere coming up. In fact, the need is just growing and growing. I, in particular, got my feet wet through an internship and a position while I was in college and got a view into security and saw that it was something I liked. And I would certainly encourage anybody who thinks they may be interested to take a class, you know, look for an opportunity to get your feet wet and see if it's something that interests you. It is a fascinating field. It is always evolving. It's always changing. It also gives you a window into working with some of the hottest tech topics as they come along. You know, if you think today about things like artificial intelligence and blockchain and the Internet of Things, all of them have critical aspects of security that are required to make them work and unlock their full potential. So I have to admit, I'm a little biased, but as far as cybersecurity goes, there's no place I'd rather be. And I think it's a fascinating field. If you get a look at it and it looks like something that you may be interested in, I'd encourage you to go further because the opportunities abound and the opportunity to stay current on hottest technologies comes right along for the ride.
John, I appreciate the share on that. That nugget of wisdom is certainly going to help somebody here on this podcast. So I appreciate that. And John, it was a pleasure having you on today. I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Bye for now.